Drusilla Crutchfield, Tuesday, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Praise God. Thank you again for joining me this beautiful Tuesday morning. I'm going to start you right into the message, Welcome Holy Spirit, and continue with what I was speaking about yesterday. Indeed, it is part of a longer message, so you will be caught up in the second part of this message, Welcome Holy Spirit. In 3 days to conquer death, and then to live again victoriously at the right hand of the Father, if you have not yet taken this Jesus Christ personally, then it's time right now to do it. It's time to realize that you can't straighten up your life first and then ask Jesus to come in. You know, I've heard a lot of people say that, but you can't do it. That's like a drowning man saying, well, I'll take a teacup and I'll pour all of this water out of the lake. Then I'll call for someone else to come and pull me out so that they won't get too wet trying to save me. Well, sister, it's time right now to stop trying to bail the sin out of your life first and then call for help. You could drown and be completely dead before you receive that help. First, you call upon Jesus. First, you call upon Him for that salvation, that saving grace. You call upon Him for the saving grace for your family, for the conviction of the Holy Spirit for your family. And then you let Him take care of the dirt. You let Him bail out that water. You let Him bring the conviction of the Holy Spirit in, bring the saving grace in, clear your soul, clear your life, free you from sin, and then He will take care of the rest of the junk that is in your life. But you see, in your own power, you cannot get rid of the junk that is in your life under your own power. Are you, quote, living in sin? People use this little phrase to refer to living with someone else without the benefit of marriage. I've got news for you. Living in sin is anything that is in any area that is not in the area of Jesus Christ. Don't try to get rid of the sin first and then call on Christ. Call on Christ first, because you can't get rid of the sin. Christ can, and He will for you. Praise God. I believe that each and every day, every Christian has the problem of, quote, living in sin. Every person has the problem of living in sin. As a Christian, we have to put down the flesh. We have to crucify that flesh daily. Put it down. Give that old man to Christ. Indeed, the Word says, take up the cross and follow me. What is that taking up of the cross? That is crucifying that flesh. What did Christ do when he took up the cross? He crucified the flesh. He crucified the flesh, and because of that, we were given the opportunity to become new in Jesus Christ. And as Christians, that's what we are to do. Daily, we must crucify the flesh so that we are not living in sin. You see, if you have an area in your life that you feel that you are indeed living in sin, whether it is living with someone else out of wedlock, whether it is being involved in something of the world, perhaps all of your life is right with God, except one little area. You do everything right. You teach Sunday school, you go to church, or whatever it might be, but you go home and maybe smoke a little pot, just every once in a while. Or you go home and drink a little bit, just every once in a while. Or you go home and lose your temper, curse out your neighbor, spend money that you don't have to spend, have desirous thoughts for someone else other than your spouse. These are all little things that can be considered living in sin. You see, Christ came and died on the cross and rose again to take care of that problem. He has no desire for us to live in sin daily. There is no need for it. We simply need to take up that cross daily. Give ourselves to Christ daily. If there's an area in your life that you are in bondage to the world in, then give it to Christ. That is why He came, to take it for you. And that is why He sends the Holy Spirit, to send that conviction of sin upon you, to guide you, to teach you, to instruct you, to comfort you, indeed, so that you won't have to live in sin. When Christ came and died on the cross, was resurrected, ascended, He did it right. He did it completely so that we could have that salvation. He did it right. Fulfilled everything that God had for Him to do. And in order to do that, you see, He had to leave the earth. Verse 7 again, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you. And when He is come, He will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged." Hallelujah. Praise God. He's going to be judged and defeated, and we do not have to be in bondage to the prince of this world. Ladies, if you are living in bondage today to the prince of this world, to the cares of this world, to the hurts and to the abuse, to the loneliness that is in this world, then I say to you today that you have not yet found everything that Jesus Christ has for you, because He promises us right here in His Word that that prince of the world comes under judgment. And I tell you that as He left, as Jesus Christ the man left this world, that He left His Holy Spirit to come to take care of these things for us, to reprove of that sin, bring that convicting power, to reprove the world of righteousness, because I go to the Father and ye see me no more. Bring the conviction, the idea, the necessity for righteousness to the minds of man, to the spirit of man, and of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Satan's own princehood is judged. Hallelujah. Why? Because we are so weak. What does Jesus say in the next verse? Look how weak we are. "I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now." Jesus had so much more that He could have shared. But because man is man, because man can only believe so much, Jesus knew that it was more than man could bear. And He said, "I can't share this with you right now. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Look at what Christ is saying there. Praise God, he is saying, we do not need to live in ignorance. If there is an area in your life that you are being defeated in, you do not need to live in ignorance, wondering what you can do to become freed, to become victorious in that area. Why don't you? Right here in God's Word it says, I send you my Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. He will guide you. He'll speak not of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear. What is the Holy Spirit going to hear? He's going to hear the things that his Father God, that our Father God says. He's going to hear the voice of God. He's going to speak only the truth, only what God says to him. And what will he do to us? What will he say to us? He'll speak that, the truth that is from God. He will show us the things to come. Revelation knowledge. You've heard about revelation knowledge, I'm sure. Revelation knowledge. He will show us things to come. Indeed, we have a whole book before us yet. You want to read about things to come? Read the book of Revelations. The Holy Spirit showing John of things to come. Indeed, a fulfillment right there. What is the business of the Holy Spirit? To glorify Christ. To glorify Christ. Verse 15, all things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. The Holy Spirit shall take what is of Jesus and shall show it to us, so that God, that Jesus Christ, will be glorified. He'll be glorified. Praise God. And then Christ goes on to say that in a little while the disciples will see him no more, and then they shall see him again, because he will go to the Father. He will face that death. He will defeat death. He will defeat Satan and hell for us. And never, when we die, will we have to go to hell and defeat Satan in order to gain heaven. Because that has been done for us by Jesus Christ during that 3 days after his death. He went down and he defeated Satan, and he came again, he rose again, and then he ascended to his Father in heaven. Because Jesus Christ did that for you, you will never have to face Satan and defeat him yourself. Praise God, I would never want to battle Satan on my own without Jesus Christ. Sister, let me hear from you today. Let me pray with you for that victory in Christ, for that victory for your loved ones. Let us bring the conviction of the Holy Spirit upon your home and your household, together in unity. Praise God. Join me again tomorrow at this time for Touching Women.